The G20 Economic Summit underway in Antalya, Turkey, has become a global crisis resolution forum. That's what they're calling it after the events over the weekend. Here's a very non-economic statement from President Obama today.
Tragically, Paris is not alone. We've seen outrageous attacks by ISIL in Beirut, last month in Ankara, routinely in Iraq. Here at the G20, our nations have sent an unmistakable message that we are united against this threat.
But then a few moments later, the president raised an issue that the G20 are, whatever they say in public, at this event, not necessarily united about: the refugee crisis from Syria and the Middle East.
We also have to remember that many of these refugees are the victims of terrorism themselves. That's what they're fleeing. Slamming the door in their faces would be a betrayal of our values. Our nations can welcome refugees who are desperately seeking safety and ensure our own security.
We go now to Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. D.C. is very much at the intersection of all of the developments, from the events in Paris, from threats against Washington, D.C., from new ISIS videos to discussions of new enhanced security precautions throughout the capital, to how much military escalation in Syria the U.S. will support, to the grief from French citizens in the nation's capital. Todd, I suspect the French embassy in Washington has become a very somber place of pilgrimage.
Yeah, it has, John. It's become a makeshift memorial, the kind you're used to seeing, unfortunately, after tragedies of worldwide attention. The French embassy over there on Reservoir Road in Washington, D.C., a place where there are hundreds, if not thousands, of bouquets right out front of the security gates there, along with balloons and signs, and a steady stream yesterday of mourners, well-wishers, people in remembrance. Here's Tara Manning. She lived in France for 15 years. She's an American.
My heart aches for the French. It brings back 9/11. And it's a difficult time right now. I was in Paris, left on Monday. And this is just a terrible time.
John, Lucy is 37. She's an internet entrepreneur and a French citizen. She's lived in Washington for about 20 years.
Lucy Leblois. I'm from Paris originally. I live in Washington, D.C. now. My whole family is still in Paris. My grandparents were very big figures in the Résistance. So to see them in their 90s now, watching this unfold after what they did so many years ago for their last years of life just breaks your heart.
And John, I asked Lucy Leblois why the reaction here was so much more widespread than after the attacks on Charlie Hebdo, an attack on free speech and free expression. Listen.
This is different only because in this case, they are attacking us in our everyday life. I think the Charlie Hebdo attack was an attack on our freedom and our liberties, but so targeted. So in a way, we were sheltered from it in a weird way, as scary as that was. This one could have been anybody. Could have been me, could have been my neighbor, could have been my cousins. And in this case, we got lucky, but they're very smart in really figuring out how to make us scared, in that they hit everyone at any point, going to a soccer game, at a restaurant, at a bar, at a concert. It's everyone.
And around Washington, D.C., there's so much about this on everyone's mind for very, very different reasons. What have you found?
Well, John, the reaction in Washington to the attacks, especially from Congress, has kind of become intertwined with the presidential campaign. That's no surprise there. But you're seeing a lot of swift reaction around Capitol Hill from Republicans on the refugee front, calling for caution, in some cases calling for cutting off the Obama administration's pledge to import some 10,000 refugees from the Syrian crisis, despite President Obama's guarantees and his pleas. You heard them at the top there, that these refugees are closely vetted and that it's part of America's moral responsibility not to slam the door. Also calls from candidates and members of Congress to get boots on the ground in some cases in Syria. Lindsey Graham on television this morning, he's a member of the Armed Services Committee and also running for president, who was there with John McCain, saying that a force of 100,000 is needed in Syria to bring a resolution to this war. He doesn't think they should all be Americans, but he's calling for a major escalation.
And the question of the refugees, there are people in local communities that are already anticipating needing to take in refugees if the president pushes this American values argument. They're speaking up.
They are. John, in Washington, I want to draw your attention to the fact that there's a spending deal that has to come up by December 11th. There are already Republicans making noises that they want to defund any effort from the administration to fund any importation of refugees. They want to make it so that the president can't spend any money to do that. The local communities, as you just mentioned, the race is now on among Republican governors. To my count so far, at least six Republican governors from Texas and Arkansas, Alabama, Michigan, Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, who's running for president, and Mike Pence in Indiana have all taken various moves to say that they are refusing to allow any Syrian refugees in their states unless the administration and intelligence officials can ensure that each and every one of those refugees is safe and not a terrorist. They're pushing back on the administration here, and the race is on for Republican governors to see who can go against that policy now.
Very quickly, can the president veto this, or does he have to make a deal?
You mean on the importation of refugees?
Right.
John, he can veto a spending bill. That's what they call a shutdown fight. It's unclear where this goes and whether it gets to the point where this becomes a confrontation point over a government shutdown. And, of course, a lot of that also depends on the leaders like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, if they want to have a confrontation over it. But there are Republican rank-and-file members who want to make this part of a spending deal, and they don't want these refugees coming in the country without security guarantees.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much as always.
You got it, John.